What's a bit of a quiet exit from your spell at Hampshire?
Yes, I'm gutted, especially, you know, when you come to a county or franchise or whatever team you want to have that impact, and when you leave them in a good position. And so far, yeah, this season it's not happened. You know, we've not really gelled well as a team. We've not really played the brand of cricket I've known and watched over the years Hampshire to be. So, yeah, it's kind of disappointing. Not the way I wanted to live.
What do you put down, you know, the fact that disappointing the way Hampshire have played in your time here? What do you put it down to?
Yeah, I don't know. The guy's been practicing well from what I see. We have some really good, talented players, some young players mixed with the experience. But, you know, cricket is a team sport, and, you know, T20 is a format where you need the momentum. And especially the way this format is being played, where you don't really play back to back to back, you know, like other formats. Whenever you turn up, you got to put in the performances. And as a group, especially as a batting side, we've not really done that. We've probably had one or two scores so far of one batsman getting 50 or more, you know, and we've just not turned up with the bat. We've not put in a complete game of cricket. And, you know, when you lose momentum in T20, it's difficult to get it back, you know, and we've not found a way to play that never-sit-die attitude I've always associated Hampshire with. So,
and one criticism of the tournament is at the moment that it's too elongated. You know, there's too much gap between the games. Have you found that pretty difficult?
Yes, it's difficult, especially, you know, for the overseas players who only play T20. You know, the first team is out, probably playing during the week, so you don't really get to practice with the first team players. Maybe the seconds are playing somewhere else. So you don't really get a rhythm, a momentum going. And I know next year I heard there will be plans where they'll have a fixed time to play the T20 tournament like others, which should be better just for the fixtures. For instance, we were in Essex yesterday, then finished late, drove there to play, and then I hear the guys got a 40 game starting again tomorrow. So it's a lot to take in a little bit of time, but no excuses are made for the lack of performance we've shown this year. And you know, a couple games left. I know we have a few talented youngsters. Who knows? You know, they will get a chance to seek us. At the end of the day, you got to build for the future as well.
How would you rate your performances for Hampshire in this competition?
I started off really well. You know, few chip here and there with the ball and bat, but you know, I thrive on the impact. If I don't do it on the pitch, you know, my experience in the dressing room with the fans, you know, I've really enjoyed it. And you know, but at the end of the day, you want the performance on the pitch to count, and we've not really done that. I've not done what I'm supposed to do here. And yeah, it's sad that I'm leaving and we're at the bottom of the table.
One real positive is you've got a 100% record on this ground, perhaps.
Yeah, the only game so far, that's the only game we've won this season, is the one we've played at home. And that's two been rained out, so that's not really good for the club. But it's a franchise that has a strong, very good record, you know. And like I said, the brand of cricket that we played now in this T20, I've been at home watching English T20s, the Blast on TV. That's way off from what Hampshire can produce. And like I said, we could finish the last few games with a bang, and you know, try to salvage some pride and play with the passion that I'm used to seeing us playing with.
Now, this hasn't put you off playing T20 in the future in England, or has you off not playing maybe at Hampshire if the opportunity came up again?
No. I'm still waiting, fingers crossed. You know, by maybe, you never know, we qualify. And I was actually looking forward to come back here in August on finals, quarterfinals and finals day to, you know, really, really do it. I enjoy playing T20, and I hope this could be a start of a good relationship between myself and this club, because I enjoy the guys in the dressing room. They're really good, and like I said, unfortunately, the cricket. But I guess it's off to the Caribbean Premier League for me. I go home and I'm playing on Wednesday against my mate Dwayne Bravo in the CPL opener. So hopefully we got the sunshine in the Caribbean and I could enjoy the music and the excitement and the crowd and who knows. The carnival atmosphere. I'm looking forward to that.
I know you'll miss the hailstones and whatever like that. But just finally, the St. Lucie Zooks, what do you rate their chances?
I think we got a very good chance. You know, we've not been to the playoffs yet in the four seasons, but I'm looking forward. You have Mr. Cricket, Mike Hussey, Shane Watson, David Miller, Grant Elliott, Monty Markell, Johnson Charles, Andre Fletcher, Young under 19, opener Gideon Pope. So it's a good mix, and you know, we're really looking forward to have a good tournament this season.